Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. You will definitely want to tune in to this one and hear how things can really be complicated. Before we get to tonight's show, we're going to do a little housekeeping. I'm bringing in my co-host every week. Ms. Cross is going to be joining us momentarily. And then our featured guest is back with us. Ms. Bernie Frazier, who was here a few weeks ago with an outstanding show. She's the author of The Success Within You, and she's going to give her introduction and tell you a little bit more about her. We've got a great show tonight. It's Do Your Friends Talk Your Business? You definitely want to hear this one. When you think that you've actually confided in a friend, then the question becomes, do they talk your business? And when you listen to tonight's story, it may sound a little complicated, but again, remember, all of these stories are based on true stories. And of course, all the names have been changed to protect the innocent. But they're all inspired by true stories. So without further delay, let me bring in my co-host, Ms. Cross. Ms. Cross, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you, Dr. Walker?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm just excited about tonight's broadcast. And, you know, before we go any deeper, let me just ask you this question. And before I bring in our featured guest back by popular demand, Ms. Bernie Frazier, let me ask you this question. Do your friends talk your business? Not necessarily your friends, but do sometimes you find that people's friends talk their business? I think that mine do.
Well, I'll say this. It's funny because I have a nephew who's middle school age, and I asked him, I said, let me ask you, do you think your friends talk your business? And his response was so funny. He goes, everybody's friends talk their business. But he's laughed, and he goes, except for one friend. So he has that one friend who's his best friend, and he's like, I would never tell his secret. So I found that to be so interesting because, you know, I always have this thing where girls and guys, they kind of have a different type of friendship with each other. But I kind of laugh because he's like, yeah, I talk my friend's business. It's very nonchalantly kind of. But I think what happens is, yeah, sometimes you do have a friend will tell you something and you'll tell your sister, you'll tell your other friend, your cousin. But I think it depends on the extent of what the person has told you. If it's something that's like, you know, deeply rooted, a secret that is like, you know, swear you to your grave. I think I'm going to believe that most people won't go and, you know, betray that person's trust by telling the whole world what's going on with them.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And let me just give my thought on that as well. And you'll find out in tonight's story how something seemingly so confidential, how it no one had, like, criminal intent to get it out there, but just a slip of the tongue can really mess somebody up. Do your friends talk your business? That's tonight's topic. We were scheduled to do The Success Within You. We have a featured guest, Ms. Bernie Frazier. She's going to be coming in momentarily. And if this works for her, we will do a part two on that particular show, but they switched some things around just this week. Ms. Bernie Frazier, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Good evening. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me back.
We're so glad that you are. We do apologize over the air that you made the switch just last minute, and there's a reason for that. But we can get into that later, and we just apologize that we're bringing you on, and we're hoping that we can get back to part two in a couple of weeks if that works for you.
Yeah, we can certainly look at calendars and talk about, you know, how we can get the part two scheduled.
All right, excellent, excellent. That's what we were hoping to hear. All right, let me ask you for tonight's topic. Do your friends, just before we go into details tonight, do your friends talk your business? Talk your business, not necessarily your friends, because all of us want to think that we have friends that are confidential, that will keep our stuff, you know, confidential and secret. But do you think, generally speaking, that friends talk people, their friends' business?
Oh, sure. I think it definitely happens. You know, we, like you said, we like to hope that people don't necessarily, you know, tell things that we've confided in them. But when it comes back to you, that's always the indication that someone talked. So, you know, we know that it definitely does happen.
Right. Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's get ready to go right to tonight's story, if you don't mind. Let's go right to tonight's story. And tonight's characters, we have, let's see here, Marlene and Nancy. It's just a couple of them, and Marlene's boyfriend, actually. So it's three, Marlene, Nancy, and Marlene's boyfriend. Now, Marlene and Nancy have been best friends since their middle school years. They're now both in their early 20s. They've graduated college and seeking the love of their lives to hopefully one day get married. Marlene met a guy 6 months ago, and things initially were going very well. That is, until she confided in Nancy and started telling her everything that was going on in their relationship. Well, that sounds like typical girl talk, and any reasonable person would think it's okay to do that. Well, actually, it is girl talk, but the problem that presented itself in this particular case is Nancy actually told a friend of hers that Marlene does not know. Marlene doesn't know this friend. She told her some of the confidential and intimate details about Marlene and her boyfriend that Marlene actually entrusted Nancy not to tell anyone because her boyfriend had asked her not to tell anyone. Unfortunately, Nancy's friend told another friend who knew Marlene's boyfriend, and now his confidential and intimate details were out there, full circle, which caused Marlene and her boyfriend to actually break up. Now, when Marlene did her investigative research and talking it over several weeks with Nancy, it was confirmed Nancy let the cat out of the bag, which ultimately caused Marlene a loving relationship that she may not be able to rekindle because her boyfriend truly confided in her. Now, of course, Nancy apologized and promised never to do anything like that again, but it was a little too late, because now Marlene felt Nancy may have shared other stuff that she also confided in her with that may have gotten to Nancy's friends, just like in this case. This has Marlene depressed because she was not lost, because now she has lost two of her best friends. One, because she breached his trust, and the other because the friend breached Marlene's trust. Now Marlene is left all alone to ponder the question of, why do friends talk your business? And let me just start out with Ms. Cross tonight and say, should it be that big a deal that your friend talk your business, even if it is confidential? I mean, is it that big a deal, Ms. Cross?
Yes, most definitely. I'll say this, and I guess I'm that friend where I guess my therapy mode always goes up and confidentiality is such a big thing. So I'll say, if it's something lighthearted, I have this, my older sister, I mean, she passed away not too long ago, but we talked about a lot of things, and I would actually seek advice from her sometimes when my friends would share things with me. But if it was something that was, like, you know, that was very, you know, something sensitive to where they confiding me, you know, is something that they didn't want to, they're not able to share with anyone else, I take that to the grave. Because I feel like for them to even be able to entrust something like that with me, I wouldn't breach the confidentiality. I just, my confidentiality mode goes up. My therapy mode goes up. So my friends actually tell me all the time, like, they're happy that they have someone like me because I try not to be too judgmental. I am very straightforward, but it comes, you know, from a good place. But if you tell me something that is something I know that you haven't told someone else, I that's not something that I'm going to share. That's just how I am. But I know that people do it all the time, unfortunately. You know, you have to be careful. I have this thing to where if you don't want anyone to know, then you shouldn't tell anyone, because a secret is not really, some people don't know how to keep a secret. So that's just my take on it. But me personally, I've had friends to tell me things that pretty much brings us to tears, you know, and I couldn't bring myself to share that with anyone, because, you know, just childhood issues, relationship issues, I try my best I won't reveal it. And that's why I have friends for 20 odd years, and so that's just how I am, though.
So basically, you don't tell anything that you don't want to hear back. Let's pause for a moment. If you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. Of course, if you want to chime in, press +1 on your dial. Let me go to Ms. Frazier. Ms. Frazier, tell our audience about yourself, your book, what it is that you do, how they can reach you as well. I know that you've written your book in a short span of time, and you're having success with it. But we're giving you, throughout the show tonight, we're going to give you several commercial breaks to tell us about your information.
Sure. I'm an author, speaker, and career strategist. This is an interesting topic because, you know, regardless of the work you do, we all still live lives, and so we have life experiences. But my work is very much focused on careers and helping people find their next best career opportunity, and not just a new job, but really understanding and identifying what it is they're trying to do within their career. I did just recently write and publish a book called Your Success Is in You, Empowering and Equipping You to Create Your Next Best Career. And, it is available on Amazon.com. You can also visit my website and purchase it that way too, CareerCompassLLC.com. And I'm happy to be here.
All right, and is there a phone number that they can reach out to you once again?
Sure. Yeah, the number is 314-482-5650. And, again, the website is CareerCompassLLC.com.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this question before we go to the phone lines. You know, just generally speaking, we have lives, as you said, and maybe there's something in your book that can reference some of this, what we're talking about tonight. Should it be that big a deal that Marlene and Nancy, your friend Nancy, breached her trust? I mean, it happens all the time. I don't think that there was any criminal intent behind this, but shouldn't Marlene find in her heart to just forgive her and still be friends instead of breaching the friendship?
Well, you know, I think you opened up the can on a number of things in your questioning. Excuse me. And I think the first one is Marlene is really the one at fault here. If she had never betrayed her boyfriend's trust in the first place, none of this other would be an issue. And so the real problem falls on Marlene. So you can say she reaped what she sowed. But at the same time, friendships are based on trust. And if you find that you can't trust someone, the friendship will automatically be limited. And at that point, I think you have to decide, is this someone that, well, maybe we can eventually rebuild the trust? Or is it one where the friendship will just always be limited and I have to understand that and treat it as such? Or, you know, this is going to take too much work, me trying to be inauthentic in this friendship, and it's something that I need to sever. And so that's one where Marlene would really have to make a decision for what could work for her. But it certainly would take some time, I think, for Nancy to regain Marlene's trust. And, you know, if Marlene is wise now, she certainly wouldn't tell Nancy anything else, at least not for a while, and maybe over time actually test her with a few things that she really doesn't care if other people find out about or not, but just kind of test Nancy with it to see, can she actually keep a trust and keep a secret?
Okay. Based on that, then, are you saying, just before we go to the phone line, I mean, when you reach someone's trust, that is big. So do you think it's, I mean, we don't know what it was that she breached with the boyfriend, but obviously it was something deep enough to cause him to break up with her. Do you think perhaps, let's say it's the worst case scenario, I mean, something that he took drugs and he's, you know, he lied on his application as an attorney, you know, that he took hardcore drugs. And, you know, it could, he could lose his career. I mean, you're an author of a book, and you, I mean, you do career information and things of that sort. So do you think that, I mean, couldn't he find it in his heart to say, well, you know what, you know, let's not, I won't break up with you, but please, I got to trust you. I mean, I'm sure in relationships, people do this all the time. They go out and tell your stuff.
Well, yeah, I agree that that's true, but everybody's level of tolerance is different, too. And, you know, you never know what someone has been through to where their level of tolerance for someone breaching trust is very low, maybe because of some things that they've experienced in the past. It could be that this breach of trust was significant enough and it did enough damage that Marlene's boyfriend went, you know what, I can't trust you ever again, and so we need to end this. And so,
wow.
You know, there are a lot of things that would go into a decision like that that would cause somebody to make whatever, you know, decision they make and go down that path.
All right. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. We're going to go to 786-985. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. You're live. Who do we have this evening?
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Jesse Walker and friends. This is Ms. X.
Ms. X, give us your take on some of this stuff. I mean, friendships can be very, I don't know, I don't want to say the word sacred, but it seems like in this case, I mean, Marlene lost two of her best friends. I mean, the boyfriend that she was in love with and her friend since middle school years, just because of one little, you know, one little breach. Is it that serious?
Yes, it is that serious. And one of the things that you said or you mentioned was everybody does it. I don't do it. So not everybody does it. That's the first thing. Myself, with my friends, I gauge what I want to tell them by what they bring to me about someone else. And if I think that information that they're bringing me in regards to someone else is delicate, sensitive, something that should not be shared, right away I know what information about me I'm going to be willing to share. If it's something that I don't generally mind that it gets out into the public space, fine. But if it's something that I don't really want out there, then I will not share it.
So Ms. X, are you telling me and my listening audience that I heard you use the word never, and I'm only going by what you said. Are you saying in the history of your living, assuming that you're over the age of 21, that you have never breached anyone's trust when they told you something? You have never done this?
Not that I'm aware of, their trust nor their confidence.
Wow, that's interesting.
Not even my own trust and confidence. There are secrets that I'm holding about myself that some of my family members don't even know. Not some of them. Some of them don't know. Because
wow,
I haven't revealed that.
Okay, that's interesting. If you're just joining us, tonight's topic is, do your friends talk your business? Two best friends since middle school, Marlene and Nancy, and Marlene's boyfriend. Well, Marlene, of course, did some girl talk and told her and Nancy some intimate details about Marlene and her boyfriend that really was not supposed to get out. And Nancy ended up telling a friend of hers that Marlene didn't even know. And then it just came full circle, and now this caused Marlene and her boyfriend to break up. And because Marlene felt that she couldn't trust Nancy anymore, she actually severed the relationship with her friend Nancy. And now this whole thing is just messed up because Marlene misses both of them. And, you know, was it worth it? But, I mean, can't you just forgive? Ms. Cross, let's bring you back in. Ms. Cross, where does forgiveness come in all of this stuff?
Well, I actually agree with, and I'm so sorry, the author that I forgot her name. I apologize. Ms. Bernie Fraser, I apologize. Marlene actually started the cycle of the betrayal of trust. Because when you're in an intimate relationship with someone and they confide in you, and this had to be something that was, you know, sacred and maybe a deep secret, and you go and tell your friend, like, I understand this is her friend who she trusts, but she started the betrayal of trust. So in a sense, it's like for her not forgiving Nancy, then she has to accept why her significant other is not forgiving her. I think that, you know, she opened up the doors. And I understand, you know, sometimes you have your good friend, but this sounds like this was a very deep secret. And if you're with someone, you know, you're loyal. You have to be able to be loyal to the person that you're with. Just like if Nancy told her something, she wouldn't want, I'm sure Nancy would not have liked for her to tell her significant other and vice versa. So Marlene has to take the blame in the fact that she started this whole situation.
Okay, but let me ask you all this. And Ms. Fraser, I want to bring you back in. Let me just ask you, I mean, you're the author of The Success Within You, but, I mean, you said earlier, we all talk, and I don't think that there's any, you know, wrongful intent when people say stuff. I mean, even lawyers who are, and I'm trying to become one, I just need to pass that bar exam, but you're sworn to so much secrecy, but even lawyers, you know, I believe that they, you know, end up breaching some of the confidentiality with their clients. I mean, just in general conversation. So how do you even avoid, how can you hold all of this, the success within you? How can you just keep it all in?
Well, you know, I think a lot of times it depends upon where privacy is in terms of being a priority for you. Because when you take privacy and confidentiality and trust seriously, it's not as difficult as you think.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you are a little more cavalier about it, you go, well, you know, I know they told me not to tell anyone, but okay, I'll just tell you, but don't tell anybody.
Right.
And to me, that says that you don't take that seriously. So you are going to say things because I agree with your caller. There are things that I have known about people. I had a best friend growing up, and we literally fell out on my college graduation day. That was 30 years ago, and there are things that I know about her that I've still never shared. And it's not that I couldn't. But there, to me, there's just some things you just need to keep to yourself. And I think it's easy to ask yourself the question, is this something that I really need to share about this person? And if it got back to them, how would that make them feel? Because if someone shared that same thing about me, how would I feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times people are very cavalier about trust. And,
right.
and commitment and honoring your word. And when they are, you know, like that, it makes it a lot easier to have loose lips. But when you take those confidences seriously, you can become pretty stealth at, you know, being silent when you need to be silent.
Wow. That is deep, because I'm just trying to think here. Then what else, Ms. Frazier, I got to ask you this question. Then what else is there to really, what else is there to really talk about unless you talk about, somebody's having a conversation, they say, oh, by the way, my son did XYZ in school, my daughter did XYZ. You know, you're boasting about your kids, and then you say, now I have a friend, her kids is in the same class as my kid in, and they're making straight L's. I mean, what else is there to talk about? You don't mean to, but you get caught up in the conversation. So how can you possibly avoid that? That's the magic question.
I think there's one, you can be honest. You know, I think sometimes we forget that, you know, we can be honest and go, you know, there's some things I don't feel I need to share. You know, mm-hmm. I have a girlfriend now, a very good friend, and she's just a private person. She'll share things when she is comfortable and ready to share. And because mm-hmm. I know that about her, I don't press her.
Wow.
And so when you're friends, you learn where a person's boundaries are, and you respect that, and you don't try to probe further than they are comfortable going. And, you know, you can just let someone know, say, you know, there's a lot that I can add to this, but honestly, I need to just be quiet and just keep some things to myself. And
wow.
someone that can't respect your honesty and your willingness to remain silent on some things, I would question how good of a friend are they.
Wow, that is interesting. Ms. Fraser's going to have to stand by just for a second. Ms. X, we're going to come back to you. You're listening live to the Dr. Jess Walks Show. Tonight's topic, do your friends talk your business? If you've had that experience and you want to share that with us, press 1 on your dial. Ms. Cross, let's bring you back in. You had a mm-hmm. thought, and what was that thought, Ms. Cross?
Yeah, I was listening to Ms. Fraser, and I agree with her. It depends on how you lived your life, because the way that I am, as outgoing as I can be, is sometimes as, I guess the therapeutic term is, as guarded as I can be. If I confide in you and I tell you something that it takes a while for me to get to that level with a person, anyways. But for me to tell you something and for me to hear it back from someone else, that relationship will never be the same.
Wow.
So I have this, that's the reason why I am the way that I am. If someone confides in me with something, I make sure that I don't tell anyone, because I know how I am. I know that if I was to hear back something that I told you, even sometimes out of your own mouth, my ability to still have the same relationship with you cannot exist. And that's just because it takes so much for me to open up and allow someone in with something that is, you know, like a deeply rooted secret. With me, I don't mind. You know, I'm kind of open on certain things that I don't mind hearing back. Like, you know, you have certain things, you share your life, but if it's something that is a deep secret and I confide in you and I hear it back, that's it. I can never have the same relationship with you again. Usually I'm probably cutting you off. Or I'm dealing with you very, you know, only on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
That's the reason why I am the way that I am, because I know how that feels to hear. Yeah.
Right. We're going to go to the phone lines again. Just before we do, I'm going to come back and pose a question to you, to both of you all and to Ms. X. And I want to ask that question. You have a friend, and all of a sudden now that friend is like, they don't agree with a decision that you're making. Let's say you're getting ready to marry this guy, and you know that he's doing things that he's got a couple of baby mamas out there, and you're aware of that, and one is recent. And so now you want to... Because you can't hold this in, you want to discuss it with one of your friends. You know, so I'm going to pose that just momentarily, but let's go to the phone lines. Once again, Ms. X will come to you in a moment. Let's go to 305 South Florida 298. 305-298. Who do we have on the air? Welcome.
You have Mr. A.
Mr. A, thank you for joining us, Mr. A. Thank you for joining us. Mr. A, what are your thoughts on this here? I mean, do your friends talk your business, generally speaking?
I think it's a very interesting topic. I think, first of all, in order to have friends, you have to be a friend yourself. And if you are one to talk about others and you don't expect someone to talk about your business, and I think that's where the rubber meets the road. There are people who actually talk their business because they want it to be known. I mean, they really just don't care. Like somebody had mentioned, loose lips sink ships. I'm the type of person, I feel I'm an open book. If I want you to know something, hey, it's all good. I'm looking at it because you've got to be honest with yourself. Regardless, if there's something intimate, then that person, you should not want no one to know and put it out there in the atmosphere, because it's going to come back and cause really reputable damages.
Okay, so just keep it in. But what about when people are itching to just, you know, I can't hold this in. I got to tell somebody. Mr. A, what advice would you give them, if any? I mean, you just can't hold it in.
That person should have never been entrusted with they just itching to tell somebody. If someone in trust and say, please do not tell anyone, then they had a bad miscarriage of judgment because they gave the wrong information to the wrong people. Someone said, please, take this to your grave, then you should honor that privilege.
Okay. Fair enough. Ms. Hay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines once again. Let's go to North Carolina, 919-272. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're live. Who do we have with us? 919-272, North Carolina. All right, perhaps we'll come back to North Carolina. Let's go to Ms. X. Ms. X, where does forgiveness come in?
What?
If it comes in at all.
I didn't hear what you said there.
Where does forgiveness come in when someone has breached?
I don't know, because there are some things that are forgivable, and then there are some that are just, you know, you just can't forgive. I mean, they say you should, but I don't know. I mean, you know, that's difficult, because it depends on how sensitive the matter is or the information that was shared, whether or not the person can or I can forgive or anyone can forgive. I think that forgiveness may not come swiftly. It may come in time. But I think that people, when you give them information, first of all, you need to use your better judgment, because sometimes in, you know, just casual conversation, people share things. But, you know, to me, maybe it's not time sensitive. Maybe I don't see it as being something that's confidential, especially if you don't tell me, you know, that it's confidential. I might see it as just general information. But you may be thinking that it's something that you would like held in confidence. And then I talk and I say something to somebody because I'm thinking, okay, this is general information. I think that people, you know, there are some things we just know are sensitive. We just know. But then there are some things, like, you know, when we're talking about our children or something, and they, okay, so they make a bad grade or something like that, like you mentioned. I don't know that saying, well, you know, Sharon's son, he makes bad grades too, or she said he makes bad grades. I don't know that that would be sensitive, but that could be something that Sharon may not want other people to know about her child. But if she didn't preference it with it, you know, I have to use my better judgment when I'm talking to someone else if I think that maybe that information should come out. And if it does come out and Sharon finds out about it, I think it's up to me to go to her and explain and say, you know, I'm really sorry that I did that, because when you told me, I just didn't think it was something that, you know, that you really didn't want out there. And I really apologize for that. But then there are other things, you know, that, you know, happen. You know, somebody gets, let's say, raped or something. That's something that, you know, they probably don't want the world to know. And I'm talking male or female.
Okay.
And you go and you disclose that information. I think, you know, that is really sensitive, and I don't know that you can apologize for something like that.
Okay. All right. Let's keep it going. Ms. Dex, I think that's deep. That is really deep. 305, let's go to South Florida, 305-769. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have this evening, and welcome? 305-769. All right. Let's bring you back in. Let's go back and bring you back in. You know, and I'm still trying to figure out if forgiveness plays a role in all of this. And I guess basically I would think it sounds like people can probably forgive but not forget. Is that the same? I mean, I know we have an upcoming show that's similar to that. Can you forgive and not forget, Ms. Cross?
I'll say this. That is one of my struggles, because I remember things from grade school. You know, like I had a friend who was like a best friend, and she did something that I thought was a betrayal. And years later, look, you know, like 20, 30 years later, I still remember. And it's not that I forgave her, but the relationship was never the same. You know, she's moved away, we've moved on with life, but I know that that's a part of me that I still need to work on, learning how to, because I forgave her, but I just can't forget it. But to me, it was my life, it was a lesson. It was a lesson on how, you know, on how she was and her capabilities. So when someone kind of have this thing to where when someone shows you who they are, you have to believe them, that's who they are. So I know it's something that I have to work on, but it's still, for me, it's a defense because I'm never going to, like, for example, if Nancy was my friend, maybe we can salvage some type of relationship, but I would never trust her fully, wholeheartedly. No. I just wouldn't, because she already showed me that she's capable of betraying me, you know. But personally, I would not have shared I would not have shared my significant other's secret with my friend, because then I would feel like I'm betraying my significant other. So I can't fully relate to the situation, but I know wholeheartedly that if for whatever reason that would happen, Nancy's relationship and I would never be the same.
Okay. All right. Miss Frazee, I got to bring you back in. I want to ask you this question because you're the author of The Success Within You. Can you really, truly enjoy success knowing that, you know, let's just say, and I mean, you may or may not know the answer to this, but I would love your opinion. You know, can someone really have true success knowing that they're harboring, not forgiving someone, not forgiving them, knowing that, okay, I'm holding on to this thing for 30 years because this person did me this way. Can you really experience success in your opinion?
Absolutely. I think it depends because, you know, you can be successful in one area and a failure in another. So I think you absolutely can experience success. Now, you may not be 100% successful in forgiving, but you can still be successful in other relationships, you know, in your work, with your children, you know, financially, in your health. So I certainly think you can, but I wanted to address something that Ms. Cross was saying a minute ago about, you know, there's a difference between forgiving and forgetting. And even if you take it to the Bible tells us to forgive, but it doesn't tell us to forget. And God gave us a memory for a reason. You know, he gave us a memory so that we can recall information that will be useful and productive for us. He gave us a memory so that we can remember good times and good things and people that we cared about who have moved on, you know, whether through death or moved away or whatever. But I think he also gave us a memory to protect ourselves. Because if you walk into a dangerous situation and harm comes to you, you want to remember that so that you don't walk into the same situation a second time and go, oh, I wasn't aware that this could happen. And so I think we are called to forgive, but we have a memory. And, it's some things are almost impossible to forget. And I don't think we have to, but I think you can learn to forgive a person and still not allow them back in your life. And that's called wisdom, because we weren't put here to be doormats. We weren't put here to be abused. We weren't put here to be mistreated. And I think a lot of times people, and Ms. Cross, I'm not saying you mixed it up, but I'm sure you've heard people over the years, and I have too, they feel like if they can't wholeheartedly embrace this person and have them back in their life the way they were before, that they are in unforgiveness. And I go, no, that's not necessarily true. You can forgive someone but still maintain some distance because it's for your own safety. And that's wisdom.
Wow. I like that too.
Yeah, I like that too. I really do. I posed a question to you all earlier, and Ms. Cross, I'd like you to go first on that, where I gave the scenario about the two friends and one betrayed, breached, you know, confidence in the other one. You want to go ahead and present that?
Yeah, definitely. But I wanted to touch on what Ms. Frazier said, and I'm glad that you actually kind of presented that, because it's true. It's a lot of times it's said you have to forgive and forget. And a lot of times, like you said, it's a learning process, so it's not for you to forget. And I like the fact that you presented it that way, because it does give people – it gives a different perspective on how it's been presented, like how a lot of people present it, to where you have to forgive and forget. No, it's not to forget. It's to learn from the situation and grow. And even the situations that are not as comfortable, it's still a learning process. So I actually thank you for kind of the way that you presented it.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And, you know, and because people will say that you have to forgive and forget, what I would do is challenge them, who says that? Where did that come from?
Uh-huh.
Because that's not even biblical. To forgive, yes. But God doesn't tell us we have to forget. He says forgive.
Okay. That is... but he says he will choose not to remember. Isn't that what he says? But he's God.
Yes, but
he's,
we're not God.
I know, right? You're absolutely right. Ms. Crosby, did you want to add anything else?
With the whole scenario, you know, I feel very strongly about the fact that she betrayed her significant other, and her friend betrayed her, but she pretty much started the cycle. So what caller X said, you reap what you sow, and it's so unfortunate.
Wow.
And it's gonna be her lesson learned, and she will grow from this situation, and she'll probably never do it again. But you know, she opened the door for all of this to happen. It's unfortunate, but in a sense, she created this.
Okay. Okay, just stand by just for a second. Remember, I gave a scenario earlier to you all that this woman is about to get married to this guy, and he's got a couple of baby mamas out there already, and one is recent. And now, I mean, you all know this information about her, and you know that she's close to her sisters, right? And you want to tell someone, but her sisters don't know. So let me start with you, Ms. Frazier. She's telling you, don't tell anybody. I know he's not the best guy, but I'm really in love with this guy, and this guy's got another baby out there recent, and your friend's about to marry him. Do you breach that? You know, Ms. Frazier, let me start with you. Do you breach that?
You know, it's interesting. I've had this discussion with people in the past. You know, you have small groups of people sitting around talking. And I have been surprised, but I found that I tend to be in the minority with my approach in these type of situations. But I am a firm believer that I'm telling my friend.
Oh, wow.
Because of that very word, friend. And if I see you walking into a train mm-hmm. is coming. You're walking on the track, getting ready to head toward this train, and I don't tell you you are getting ready to crash into this train, what kind of a friend am I? I am so serious about that. I'm willing to risk the friendship so that you know the truth.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because if I let you marry this person, get further involved with this person, and it comes out later that I knew what that person was like and I didn't say anything, again, that's just my perspective. But I would think, what kind of friend were you? You let me walk into the train, and you saw me going, and you said nothing.
Wow.
So I am going to sing like a canary. Now, what my friend does with the information is on my friend.
Yeah.
What you do with it is on you, but it will never be said that no one cared enough to tell you.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. We've got a number of callers. We're not able to get through to all of them, but let me try. Once again, Ms. X, we'll come back to you momentarily. Let's go to South Florida again, 786-273. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, Mrs. Clark.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Tyler. You're probably trying to listen to it on the radio at the same time. and it's picking up all the sound. So you probably need to turn your radio off or walk away from it.
Hello.
All right. Kyla, yes, now that's much better. That's much better. Did you have Kyla is she's also an you have a business out there, Kyla. Tell us about your business.
Did you say Tyler? This is Clark, Mrs. Clark.
Oh, we're missing that. Okay, I'm sorry. It came up on the screen, something else. Ms. Clark, go ahead. Give us your thought. I'm sorry.
Yes, I do have. What did you ask? Do I have a business?
Yes, yes, yes. But it was showing me it's registering another name. But anyway, and it's showing
okay.
sort of another title. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to chime in on the discussion. I do agree with Mrs. Cross, was that, who said oh. that the woman, she betrayed her husband, you know. Mrs. Cross says, she started that cycle. And like she said, you reap what you sow. But my thing is with this situation is what is a person's intention on sharing this intimate detail? Was it to embarrass the individual? Was it to I don't know, shame them? I mean, it all goes behind the intention. And once we can get to the root of the intention, then you know I can consider whether or not I want to forgive that person. Maybe, you know, like you said, maybe they were in maybe she was in the midst of a conversation where it slipped out, you know, or I mean it all goes back to the intentions is what I would say for that information being shared.
You know, and that's the mind is such a funny thing, and people generally speaking are uncertain. And when we talk about intent, and this is just my humble opinion here, it's because intent, because we're talking about individualities and personalities and character, and it's subjective, you know, what a person's intent is. It could have been that Nancy was jealous of Marlene, and, you know, so her intent was to cause some damage, which she did, in the breakup. It could have been that she was jealous of her about to leave their friendship as close as it is because since middle school and now in their early 20s, and Marlene, it appears, could be going off into marriage before Nancy does. So when we talk about intent, even if you look at legal cases that come on, they're always looking for the intent of the individual, and that can be one hard thing to prove because it opens up a whole nother can of worms of looking at the person's intent, the motive behind it. And unfortunately, people lie. They just lie to protect themselves and their characters to save face. So, Ms. Clark, we welcome your thoughts on that. Let me see if we can catch a few more people. Go ahead.
Like, I just want to clarify, like, let's say, for example, when I say intentions, what is it intentions? For example, say if it's Marlene, right? The girl.
Right.
Who was it that shared the information, Marlene?
Nancy
was the one that shared the information. Okay, say if Marlene shared with Nancy that her husband was having an affair. And Nancy was, you know, speaking to another friend that was going through the same situation and wanted to offer her some encouragement. Don't worry about it. You know, I mean, I know what you're going through, but I have a friend, Marlene or whatever. She's experiencing the same thing. Her husband is, you know, has committed adultery. So, you know, It all depends on what the intention was. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know the secret, what information was shared.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard to really determine if Nancy is worthy of forgiveness or not.
Wow.
You don't know the magnitude of what was shared, you know?
So you're saying that there becomes a question of forgiveness Now, we're not talking about forgetting, but a question of forgiveness,
well,
of being worthy. I mean, is that what
well,
I mean?
Well, you know what? Let me retrace that. Everyone is worthy of forgiveness, but like the first, I don't know who it was that was speaking before, she said something very powerful. She said that you can forgive, but that doesn't mean that you have to
forget,
reconcile, or, you know, that relationship. How, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can, everyone's worthy of forgiveness, but I wouldn't restore that relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Right.
You're forgiven, but you can keep it moving. You know, I go my way, you go your way. But,
all right.
Yeah, so just wanted to clarify that. But I'm just saying, you know, it depends on the magnitude of what was shared.
Right.
To determine whether their relationship can be mended is what I should have said.
Okay. All right. Ms. Clark, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let me see if we can get some of these other callers. 305-769, are you there?
305-769. Yes, I'm here.
Who do we have with us this evening? And welcome.
My name is Augustine.
Augustine?
Yes.
Okay, Augustine, thank you for joining us. Augustine, give us your thoughts.
Well, trust is very important. And when you trust someone with information, you expect that person to keep your trust. And when trust is broken, you can keep the relationship and forgive them, but you never forget.
Okay.
You can forgive. I will forgive because I've had that happen to me. And and I have learned that the trust was broken, and I felt like the respect was broken, and I forgive the person, but I never forget. So I learned to keep anything that I don't want known to myself.
Okay. Okay, and I think that's been the consensus on the air tonight, that anything that you don't want out there, just keep it to yourself. Wow, this is really deep. This is some deep stuff. Augustine, thank you for sharing that. We're going to ask you to stand by just for a moment. Let's go to the phone lines again. Let's go to, where are we? Let's go back to Mr. A. Let's bring you back in. Mr. X, I got to bring you back in. We're only 7 minutes away from closing the show out tonight. Mr. Ada, are you still there? Okay, perhaps Mr. A is not. Let me bring in Ms. X. Ms. X, let's bring you back in for a moment. And I mean, there have been a lot of things said. We talked about a little bit of forgiveness and, you know, your friends talking your business and Frazier mentioned earlier. She mentioned earlier about singing like a bird if her friend was about to walk into a train, and I can certainly understand that. I've heard in stories where a woman's daughter, the son-in-law, was having an affair, and the mother-in-law knew this. And the son-in-law is married to the woman's daughter, but she failed to tell her own daughter. You know, Ms. X, what do you think about that? I mean, should that mother have told her daughter?
I would definitely tell my child if I saw something like that. But again, you have to discern when or to whom you disclose certain information.
Okay, but that particular issue, do you tell your daughter? Should that woman tell her daughter that her husband cheated?
Yes. Yes, I would tell my daughter or my child, because that's my family. Now, what she does, again, with that information is her business, but I would definitely tell her. But I was about to say
go ahead.
Something else one of the other callers said about singing like a bird. Sometimes,
right.
You know, you may want to do that, and I took it upon myself to do that when somebody's boyfriend, whatever, was making these passes trying to get with me, and I loved my friend enough to let her know what was going on, and she turned it around on me to say that
exactly.
I was trying to get at him.
Right.
So, you know, our friendship actually broke up over that. And I understand the other caller said, I'll just have to take that chance. So that was a chance that I took, but, you know.
Right.
Because I love my friend. I was a friend. I wasn't trying to get with her man.
Wow. Okay, Ms. X, I should stand by just for a second. Looks like we're not going to be able to get to these comments. We'll probably do them at the top of the hour next week. Ms. Frazier, let's bring you back in again. And singing like a bird, you know, same scenario here where this, you know, this. You, let's say you've got a daughter. Let's just hypothetically say you've got a daughter and you've discovered that the son-in-law, whom you love very much like a son, Ms. Frazier, you love him like a son. But you find out that he's and he runs across you and says, "Mom, listen, I'm sorry. It's not what you think it is. It's really not what you think it is. You know, I was had this encounter at this hotel with this girl, and you just saw us coming out of the room together, and her hair was all wild and everything. It's not what you're thinking. I was just breaking it off from before. Just explaining to her, you loved him like a son, Miss Frazier. Do you tell your daughter?"
I would, let's say if it were that exact scenario,
yes.
I would tell him, either you tell my daughter or I will.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
And like I said, my stance on that tends to be a little different from many people, but
right.
I'm willing to risk the friendship because I know at some point the truth will come out and you'll realize that. But
mm-hmm.
This is just me personally. If I'm your friend, I'm your friend.
Right.
And I am not going to withhold information from you that I think you need to know so that you can avoid harm's way. And if I do that, for me personally, I just don't feel like I'm being a friend. And I have told my friends that. And I had a friend years ago who came to me and shared something with me. And even though it changed the trajectory of that relationship I was in, it strengthened my friendship with her because I knew she had my best interest at heart and she had my back and wasn't going to let people do things behind my back that would hurt me.
Right, right. And you all are aware out there that sometimes, like Ms. X said, she told her friend, whom she cared a great deal about, that the friend's boyfriend was making innuendos or passes at her, and that friend turned right around and accused her. So, I mean, those things can happen. Ms. Cross, is that, I mean, in your line of work, you've heard these situations before, have you not?
I have. And actually, unfortunately, on a personal level, I had a situation where I had a friend who was married, and I went out with another friend, and I saw him out with another woman. And it was funny because the friend that I was with at the time, she told me, she said, "Camila, like, stay out of it. You know, it's not your place to tell her."
No.
And I thought, you know, it made me look at my friend differently because in my mind, I'm like, there's no way that I would want any of my friends to be in this situation and not tell me. So as soon as, before I even left, I called my friend. I called my friend because, like Ms. Frazier said, what kind of friend would I be to hold a secret like that? Like, I feel like she needed to know. And unfortunately, it opened up a can of worms because she found out so much other information about him. And unfortunately, they ended up divorcing. But I know that I would not be able to be a good friend to her and not let her know what was going on in her life. You know, this was her life. So I am, you know, personally, I'm that friend. And I would like to know. If I was in a situation, I would like to know. And if this was my daughter, in the situation with, you know, my daughter, I think I would take Ms. Frazier's approach. But I may go a little step further, and I would give them a timeline. I would give them a deadline. And then I would bring them together and let her know. because I there's no way I would be able to sleep comfortably knowing that my daughter's husband is cheating on her. There's no way.
And okay. Dr. Walker, if I can just interject something else really quickly as we close it out. Just using the scenario of betrayal in a relationship, you know, it's not just about that emotional betrayal that occurs. It could be a matter of life and death because we still have diseases out here that kill people. And if I know that your significant other is out roaming, if you will, he could be bringing something back to you that could kill you.
Right.
And, you know, people, I look at it like that I can't do that and be your friend.
Wow.
Because that's not being a friend, because I could be setting you up for death.
That's deep. We had so many callers tonight that we couldn't even get to, and the comments, we weren't even able to go to the comments. But we will try to continue this one, but we've got to make amends with Ms. Frazier. We got next week's show coming up. You all really don't want to miss next week's show because it kind of ties into this one. What God has joined together, let no man set asunder. So I would love for you all to join us back here next week because some of the same things that you all said tonight, but if you got this daughter and you go out there and you tell your son-in-law or vice versa, then are you actually infringing on what God has joined together? You know, that's going to be a deep one next week. What God has joined together, let no man set asunder. What does that really mean? Ms. Frazier, just before we go, give us your information again, your book, your website, and your phone number. How can we get in touch with you?
Sure. The book's title is Your Success is in You, Empowering and Equipping You to Create Your Best Career Ever. The phone number is 314-482-5650, and the website is careercompassllc.com.
All right. We want to thank you for that. Ms. Cross, bring us home. Close us out.
Okay. So, everyone, thank you for this show tonight. It was amazing. And I just want to say that in being a good friend, you have to treat people the way you want to be treated. That is, the foundation of it reflects a lot of who you are and your character. So in this case, you do unto others as you want people to do unto you. And I feel like that will solve a lot of the problems that came about in this program tonight.
Okay. On that note, we're clearly out of time. Join us back here live tomorrow night for your half-hour inspirational program. We'll be broadcasting, I believe, out of Orlando, Florida. I think that's where we're going to be tomorrow evening. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's programming, join us back here live next Thursday when the topic will be What God Has Joined Together, Let No Man Set Asunder. You don't want to miss that show. You really don't. Until tomorrow, until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, and thank you so much again, Ms. Brenda Frazier, for being our featured guest. Tomorrow or next Thursday, I say to my listening audience, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.